Bernstein, pro se, Your Honor.
Joshua Bernstein, pro se.
Candace Bernstein.
All right, so we are here in order specially setting the hearing for petitioner's motion for disbursement from the court registry to the beneficiary and beneficiary's petition for disbursement from the court registry to the beneficiary. Is that right?
Correct, Your Honor.
Okay.
And you know, in that matter, most of the people here aren't parties to that matter.
Okay.
And then there was a...
Why was it specially set for that?
Well, it is specially set for that. My only point was it doesn't involve everybody here. But at the same time, we had asked Your Honor if there was time, if we could have another hearing in the same case, because it's all related cases, heard if there was time, and Your Honor's judicial assistant had said yes, and so we noticed another motion for after this hearing, if we conclude this hearing.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me see if I have that. And the other side was noticed.
No, Your Honor. But it's a strange instance how this has happened. They've been contacting your chambers with personal letters.
No, I don't think so. Not since I've been here.
Yeah, all this was done for personal letters to your chambers, which you have explicit rules against, in fact.
Well, okay, let's just start back. I've only been here since July 1st, so I'm not the judge that did any of this that you're talking about.
No, this was all directed to you. These are personal letters with your name on to your chambers. Here, I've got one. Here.
I have notices of hearings. Or what are you calling personal letters?
Well, they wrote some were personal letters, some were notices of hearings contained them, others were requesting all these things from you.
Okay. I do have a notice for a hearing for today, an add-on to the specially set for a motion to strike Elliot Bernstein's filings and debar Elliot Bernstein from objecting to a state administration. That was filed by notice by Alan Rose.
That was first sent to your chambers, the motions, et cetera, in a direct letter to you.
Okay, let's not go there. I don't know what you're talking about, direct letters.
Here, I've got them right here.
All right, let's go forward, Mr. Rose.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Well, Your Honor, can I ask a question? Are we going to be hearing the special set add-on?
Yes.
Because that...
It was notice for hearing, sir.
I wasn't contacted about that to notice these hearings to work them out with me.
There's a notice right here.
Oh, correct. Normally, we have to go through they contact us to see if the date's okay and what's going on. They didn't do any of that. So, also, because the letters were written to your chambers, and we were sent copies of what is alleged sent to your chambers, we couldn't respond to your, like, Judge Scheer had a CAT address that you could have very specific rules like yours does. You had to request permission to be contacting chambers in a motion.
What letters are we talking about, Mr. Rose? Have you been writing letters to chambers?
No, someone's recording this. I don't know if that's permissible.
Okay, you can't do that, ma'am. You can't do that.
I'm a member of FACT, families against poor privacy, based here in Palm Beach, County.
Okay, I still don't allow recording devices in court by anybody but the media.
Okay, that's Mr. Rose's June 28th letter to your chambers.
We sent a cover letter, Your Honor, copying everybody on the case.
Well, it's got more than just a cover letter.
Right, and you serviced it.
And Brian O'Connell, too.
Well, I wasn't serviced, so it was sent to your chambers. That's part of the other.
Are you Elliot Bernstein?
I am.
It says that you were sent a copy.
Well, the question is, first of all, if you have rules that say you can't contact the chambers.
Well, there are ex parte rules, but you can contact chambers for purposes of scheduling.
Well, that's not just what that's about. That's the problem.
All right.
And it's about adding on to it here. These aren't related cases. They're separate, so we told you they were related, but they're not. And they're totally separate. And I was under the impression that without a court order, according to the order that we're all here today under, that without a court order, it says specifically in the order for this hearing, that without a court order, nothing would be heard today other than that.
Okay.
Now, I don't mind, by the way, Your Honor, the last hearing with Judge Scheer, we all came here, 15 lawyers, people spent hours driving back and forth, and she canceled all the hearings because they inappropriately were scheduling UMC, I think you call it, or motion calendar, whatever. And she canceled all the hearings. We all had to drive home. She said she was going to get it scheduled, that they had to schedule appropriate evidentiary hearings for all this stuff, that they were trying to jam it down us, which they did this same kind of little scheme to get us into the court. I haven't had time to prepare for these.
Okay, what are you prepared for today?
I'm prepared for, my son's prepared for the one hearing that's to be heard today. And I never got any court order saying anything else was going to be heard today.
Are they with you, Mr. Bernstein?
They're with court watchers.
I think they're watching, court watching.
Oh, okay. All right, Mr. Rose, what's your response to what Mr. Bernstein is saying?
We filed a motion a long time ago, and we asked it to be set because we have 90 minutes reserved. If Your Honor doesn't want to hear the hearing, then that's why we contacted the chambers. It's obviously Your Honor's discretion, but it's a duly noticed hearing. It was noticed sufficient time in advance of today's date. And Mr. Bernstein, and by the time I filed my notice for hearing, Mr. Bernstein, Elliot Bernstein, had already filed a response to the motion, so it had been fully briefed.
Okay.
But, you know, I didn't know if we could call.
Okay,
oh, sorry. Excuse me.
Did you consult with Mr. Bernstein before picking that date for the hearing? I mean, before trying to set that hearing on the same date?
Well, I did not. He's pro se. We don't communicate with him because it doesn't work. But we were already here, and we knew he would be here today because, and he is in fact here today. So we're all here today, and I just think we've been trying to make some progress.
I understand. But if he's not prepared for the hearing, I don't want to go forward on that one. But we will go forward on the one that's been set for quite some time.
Okay.
Which is the disbursement issues.
That's fine. So in that matter then, which is matter number 3698.
Yes.
There's an order dated February 1st, 2015, entered by Judge Phillip that bars Elliot Bernstein from participating in that case. So I would ask that he leave counsel table and move to the audience with his wife.
What's the docket entry on that?
It's February 1st, 2015. By Judge Phillips.
Thank you. Mr. Rose is correct. There's a previous order removing you from this proceeding, Mr. Elliot Bernstein.
Yeah.
So you won't be able to sit in council.
Your Honor, in that regard, this is eerily reminiscent of Judge Scherer's first hearing where...
Okay. You're being very condescending, sir. I've been a judge for 4 years. I've been a lawyer for 28.
Yeah.
So don't try to tell
me part of that order is wrong, meaning what Judge Phillips did was he ordered that I wasn't a beneficiary of anything.
Okay. You can't dispute this court order, sir. I'm telling you to remove yourself from council table, or I'll have you removed by the deputies.
Okay.
Okay? There is an order issued by a circuit court judge from February 1st, 2016.
Yes.
Saying that you are not a party to these proceedings. So remove yourself from council table, please.
Okay. I'm going to just leave my son with information.
You can do that, but you're not a party.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get to it.
Can I stay? This is his first time ever in court. And the fact that he shouldn't even have to be here technically, shouldn't be objecting to what he's here asking for, and to bring him in is already intimidating. If I can sit here with him today.
There's no court order removing you, so I'll allow that.
Thank you.
Elliot Bernstein has a court order.
That's what they
issued by Judge Phillips.
Those are new ones.
I actually filed two pleadings.
More than welcome to observe, but you're not a party to the proceedings.
Right. Sir.
Folks, just
okay.
A reminder.
You're removed by court order, sir.
Yeah, okay.
If you're going to shout at me from the audience, you're going to be removed from the court.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Folks, just a reminder, please do not record. We're not recording. I see tape recorders all over the place and stuff. If you're not media, you're not to be recording, okay? Thank you.
Does everybody get along here? All right. Mr. Rose.
Thank you, Your Honor.
This is your motion.
And just briefly, it's sort of my fault. I caused everyone else to show up because, for the add-on hearing, and if we're not going to have the add-on hearing, I think we should probably allow them to leave or excuse them if they wish to leave because I don't want to waste any more of their time.
Okay.
I did email Mr. Bernstein. Mr. Henry was kind enough to show me an email I sent on June the 25th, which was a month ago, asking Mr. Elliot Bernstein if he had any objection to this or if it was okay to set the other motion for this case, which is why everyone's here. I understand Your Honor's rule, we're not going to hear that today, so
did Mr. Bernstein reply to that email?
I don't think he did.
Okay.
But he ruled that we're not going to hear that today, which is fine, so I just...
All right, let's just go forward with the specially set hearing. This was set way back. February 11th, this hearing is set. So it's set for an hour and a half. It says docket number 348 and 349.
Right. Just to give you a little background, since it's your first involvement in the case.
Yes.
Shirley Bernstein died in 2010.
Right.
And she left her trust, was for the benefit of her husband, Simon. He died in 2012. So since September of 2012, we've been administering these trusts. And we've gone through a number of proceedings, but this lawsuit that we're here today for was started as a declaratory judgment action to determine the validity of the will and the trust. And we should not have taken so many years to get to where we are, 7 years. But we are here, and we had a trial before Judge Phillips in December of 2015, which he ruled that the documents were valid, that the trust of Simon Bernstein was valid, and we have made some progress after that. But there was a final judgment entered by Judge Phillips declaring the will and the trust to be valid. Shortly after that, Judge Phillips entered the order that you've already looked at this morning that bars Elliot Bernstein from further participating in this case, and then shortly after that, Judge Phillips entered an order appointing a guardian ad litem, Judge Diana Lewis, to represent the interests of Elliot's children because Elliot's actions were adverse and destructive to his children. We then went to mediation.
She's not the case, the guardian?
She's been discharged. We went to mediation in the summer, I believe, of 2016. And we reached an agreement to settle a the issues among the beneficiaries with the guardian ad litem representing the interests of Elliot's children. And we also reached settlement of some ancillary litigation against a third-party law firm. All that took a lengthy period of time to get approved by the court. But ultimately, everything is, those things have been approved by the court. Now, what we're, under the Simon Bernstein trust agreement, he created 10 sub-trusts, one for each of his 10 grandchildren. The beneficiary was the grandchild. The trustee was supposed to be the parent of each person. So the money that we're here to talk about today is actually money that my client, the trustee, distributed in 2013 to his 10, to the 10 grandchildren of Simon Bernstein into trust. But the portion that was...
I'm sorry, the trustee is...
My client, Ted Bernstein.
Mr. Bernstein. Ted
S. Bernstein, yeah. So, under the terms of Simon, under the terms of the of Shirley Bernstein's trust, she had certain assets. Simon Bernstein had a power of appointment over those assets, and he appointed them into 10 trusts, one for each grandchild. And so, there is a trust created for the benefit of Joshua Bernstein, who's here today. And when my client tried to make a distribution to that trust in 2013, Joshua's father rejected the check, or rejected the payment, and refused to take it. That led us to a whole series of hearings where we tried to find a replacement trustee. And at some point, the guardian ad litem was appointed, but the guardian ad litem was not willing to serve indefinitely into the future. So.
How old is Joshua now?
I am 21.
And so, regardless of his age, the assets that we're talking about were supposed to be in a trust, subject to the terms of the Simon Bernstein Trust Agreement. So, we tried for months to find a replacement trustee that would serve, and then the distributions could be made, and we could not do that. And so, what Judge Shear entered an order that modified her approval of the settlement, and rather than give the money into trust for Joshua Bernstein.
When was that order?
Let me see.
Okay. Order approving settlement? Is that it?
And 5/22/17. There's an order that approved the settlement and discharged the guardian ad litem.
Okay.
And then I think we... and then we modified that order rather than pay the money into the trust because they could not find a trustee. We paid the money into the court registry. And so there's an order that is entered that we're here on today, and that order attaches to it.
We're talking about the 5/22/17 order, right?
May I approach?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to hand you a copy. The 5/22, there was an order entered that approved the settlement, the mediation settlement, and discharged the guardian. And then that order was modified, and I've attached, for your honor, I think that's the order that modifies the settlement. And that order was from December of 2017.
Okay.
So, I think that was docket entry 295, but it's the December 2017 order that modified the prior settlement and provided that the money that the trust he was holding for the benefit of Joshua Bernstein and his two brothers would be deposited into the registry of the court until such time as they could find a replacement trustee.
Okay.
And so, based upon that order, we have, my client has made three deposits into the registry of the court for Mr. Joshua Bernstein's benefit. One of them was the initial payment of $80,000 from 2013, although that was reduced by the guardian fees. So that was $69,751. There was another distribution of $60,000 that was the settlement of a life insurance lawsuit in Illinois. You don't need all the background of it, but if there was a lawsuit, the settlement was approved by this court, and the $180,000 that was supposed to go to Elliot Bernstein, he refused to accept. So this court ordered that it be split in equal thirds and one third to each of his children. So we deposited that money, which is $60,000. There was my client made a second interim distribution of $17,000 per grandchild, and that went into the court registry, I think, on October 31st, 2018. So there's approximately $148,000 and some change in the court registry that is the trust property for Joshua Bernstein. It's not Joshua Bernstein's property, not intended by Simon Bernstein to be just given as an outright bequest. It was put into trust under the terms of the trust, and the terms of the trust are actually attached to the December order that Your Honor has. Specific terms of what the money can be used for, when Mr. Joshua Bernstein can have access to that money, etc. So he has now filed a whole series of motions, including some very disturbing ones that were filed this morning, Joshua filed a motion this morning in response to this hearing actually was filed late last night. I got it.
It's not showing up in the court file yet.
It says that.
Oh, excuse me, Your Honor. I actually have the pleadings if you would like them.
It's a sacred apologetic filing enshrined. That one from 10:07 last night.
Excuse me?
From 10:07 last night. Do you have a copy of that one?
Yep.
Okay. It talks about the forcing the court registry to pay his money translates into forcing the courts to make men sacrifice their sacred right to rape, protected by policemen watching rape for their own amusement, knowing that it is neither pragmatic nor practical for jurors of either sex, male or female, to do so, as above. What Mr. Joshua Bernstein has also asked the court to do is to release all of his money to someone who appears to be a New York lawyer. We've provided, if I can also, this is an attachment to a filing that was made yesterday by both Elliot Bernstein and his son, which attaches some information of the lawyer Lolly K. Jane who they want to send their money to in New York. So the long and the short of this is the money that Simon Bernstein has earmarked for Joshua Bernstein. My client does not have he's still the trustee for Simon Bernstein. He has spent 7 years of his life, unfortunately, trying to carry out the wishes of Simon Bernstein. We don't care what the court does with the money so long as the court follows the wishes of Simon Bernstein. That's where Judge Shears left, Your Honor. But we object and feel it completely inappropriate to give all of Joshua Bernstein's money to a lawyer in New York who has submitted the filings that are now in this court that do not appear to be the filings of someone that you would want to be the fiduciary for your nephew's money.
Right.
The filings are anti-court and they're they're not the filings of someone that Ted Bernstein would like to see be the trustee for his nephew's money. And so that's where we are. We have no objection to Your Honor releasing money consistent with the terms of Simon Bernstein's trust, which is attached to the December 2017 order. We don't think it's appropriate to give the money to someone that is a lawyer also for Elliot Bernstein. And what's actually deeply troubling to us, and Your Honor probably hasn't seen all these filings in the last couple of days, but there's been at least two filings each by Elliot Bernstein and his son, that the filings are mirror images of each other, just change the name. And what Judge Phillips found back in early 2016 was that Elliot Bernstein was acting in a manner that was adverse and destructive to the best interests of his children. That's why we had a guardian ad litem. That's why we took steps to make sure that this money went into the court registry. And now that the money's in the court registry and they're trying to get it out, we see the same cycle. So against that backdrop, that's why we're here. But we want nothing more than the court to follow the wishes of Simon Bernstein and to decide on any specific request for a withdrawal of the funds, but for specific purposes that are consistent with the trust. The ideal thing would be for Mr. Bernstein, Joshua, to find a suitable trustee, and then the trust could be outside of the court supervision. But while the funds are in the court registry subject to your honor supervision, we would just ask you to follow the trust document.
And I'll read the trust more closely, but in a nutshell, Mr. Simon Bernstein's wishes for the money to be used in what manner?
Like welfare, education, his needs. So it's I think relatively standard language. It's not the exact health, education, welfare, and needs, but it defines education expenses. It defines. I gave your honor my copy of the
right.
of the trust, but. It has a definition of the word education, has a definition of the word welfare, and has a definition of the word needs, and gives some basic things. The real concern we have is if we have a desire to have the money sent to a lawyer in New York whose filings and website sort of speak for themselves, in Mr. Joshua Bernstein's filing from late last night, he makes the comment to the court that my grandfather was a multi-millionaire or billionaire. I've never received a penny. You haven't had the pleasure of it. We've had the pleasure of spending 7 years addressing the fact that the grandfather was not a multi-millionaire or a billionaire. He might have had, at the end of the day, we are going to be distributing probably less than $1 million in total to the 10 trusts. So far, you know, they've received two interim distributions. And we have spent in both cases, and I'm hearing the other case, but you know, substantial, you know, hundreds of thousands of $1 million on legal fees between all the different people in the Simon Bernstein estate. We had to have a curator and then court appointed neutral fiduciary became Mr. O'Connell. So we're at the end of the road. There's not that much money left, and we don't want to waste what little bit is left getting to the finish line. So that's kind of where we are. And the motion that we're not going to hear is in the other case.
All right, Mr. Joshua Bernstein.
Yes.
Would you like to be heard, sir, on this?
Excuse me?
Would you like to be heard on what Mr. Rose just speaking about.
Yeah, I would like to say that Lalit is...
You know what, I'm going to put you under oath since you're a witness and a pro se litigant. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. And your name is, for the record?
Joshua Bernstein.
Okay,
so I would like to say that Lalit is a... personal attorney for me, and through talking to him, he has become like a life coach to me, so I do trust him with my money. If they don't, I understand they don't know him, but at the same time, I don't know them over here at this table. So I am totally fine with my money going to Lalit. At the same time, I have put in an order to get my money. I have tried to meet with them, and I've been ghosted. My emails were not answered on the last time we talked personally, and you know, I'm kind of just stuck here wondering what's next. Like, I need money. My car got totaled in a car accident. I got injured during it. I have school coming up that I need a card for. I have my part-time job that I need a car for, and I don't have a car. I don't have living expenses. I want to go to school at a better school than stay in state here.
All
And I know my grandpa would have wanted that too.
Are you currently enrolled in school?
I am at Palm Beach State.
Okay. And are you living on
the living at home.
With your parents?
Yes. Which is not something I planned on doing, but is something I'm, you know, working with.
Okay. And why do you want to give money to this attorney in New York?
Because I trust him, and me and him together have worked out a budget together, and we have planned out how the money is going to go. It's going to go to the car expenses, school, apartment, living, and, you know, kind of get me on my feet in the beginning. And then the rest of it's going to go into a investment kind of ordeal. And I trust them.
How much money are you asking for?
Around 150,000, 148,000.
The full amount?
The full amount.
How much money do you need for your college tuition?
As of right now, I am getting paid through financial aid. But I don't plan on going to Palm Beach State next year if I do get this money. I actually plan on transferring somewhere in California or, you know, at FAU. I still haven't decided yet.
Have you applied to any other universities?
I haven't yet because I don't have the money, and as of right now, I would just be applying for scholarships.
And you said your car was totaled?
Yeah, my car was totaled. I was in a four-car accident on I-95 where I got rear-ended into a car in front of me, and then another car rear-ended, and I got whiplash. I got diagnosed with that. I was prescribed medicines for it.
Are you working?
I worked two jobs. During the summer, I was supposed to work two jobs at my old job, Delivery Dudes, but I need a car for that. And I work currently at Upworks.
And this Lalit.
Yeah.
You're wanting him to be the trustee of your funds? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
No, I'm not sure.
Or,
I don't know.
Yeah, no, yes. Works. Sorry, yes. My apologies.
How long have you known him?
I have known him for a year and a half now.
And how did you meet him?
My dad actually introduced us. And I talked to him a good amount.
Have you ensured that he's a certified licensed attorney in the state of New York?
Yes.
And a tax expert.
And he is an accounting and tax expert as well.
How much money do you reasonably need to live on a yearly basis?
On a yearly basis, probably... I'm not too sure.
How much is your tuition at Palm Beach State?
That also I'm not too sure because I get financial aid. So it's about $1,200 a semester or something like that, sometimes
more. They're paying the full amount?
Yeah, they're paying the full amount.
How many credits do you have here?
As of right now, 47.
And how many do you need to graduate?
60.
You just need like one more semester?
Yeah, a semester and another one, short one.
Okay. What do you want to do with your life? What do you plan to study?
I was doing engineering, but kind of started looking into entrepreneurship pretty recently.
Okay. And is this entrepreneurship something you want to use the money for?
Yeah, a little bit.
What is it
involved? I've always found engineering very interesting, and taking those classes I kind of realized that I wasn't the really like great engineering like type, let's say. Like I know I could get behind people's inventions and fund them and, you know, and build companies based around them. I truly believe I could do it.
Like a Shark Tank kind of thing.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Is there anything else you want me to consider in this matter? I'm going to take this under advisement and review the file. Obviously, there's been a lot going on in this case over the years.
Yeah, I actually have to get to work at around 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you have nothing else that you want to tell me, you're free to go.
Can I ask him two questions?
Oh, yeah, you can ask him.
I will be very brief.
Okay.
Mr. Bernstein, you filed some papers in court. Do you recall that?
Yes.
How much time have you spent preparing the papers you filed in court?
Every paper that has been written, I'm on the phone with Elite. He's writing it, I'm approving it. I do read it, and I do understand it.
So Mr. Jane is preparing the papers you're filing in court?
Well, I'm working on them as well.
With Mr. Jane's help?
Yes.
And your father has identical papers that he's filing, or virtually identical papers. Can you explain that to the court?
He helps my dad, too. It's quite simple.
So Mr. Jane is working with you and your father to help prepare the filing you made in court?
I don't know.
Did he review the filings that you made yesterday, for example, or assist you with those?
Lalit? Yes.
Okay. Nothing further.
And what are the purpose of these filings? Why are you filing these things?
Because I put in an order for money, and it got objected.
But do you think these are helpful? These sort of threatening filings that you're
I wouldn't say they're threatening. It's kind of just like, look, here's a lot of wrong going on, and here's a chance to do some right. Because I haven't seen any of this money. I need this money. And to, you know, keep it away from me, even though I've tried and tried over and over again to get it just seems kind of absurd.
Okay,
wouldn't
so
you agree?
Frustrated.
A little bit, yeah. A little hurt, too.
Is there anyone else that you would consider for your trustee besides this other attorney?
Not as of right now.
So if I decide that I don't think he's a trustworthy person, what would you suggest the court do?
I mean, I could hand you a list of all the bills, and maybe you guys could take care of it.
Anything further, Mr.
Williams? The only thing I'm going to say further, just for as an example, he was given a Kia that was Simon Bernstein's name, but everyone had sort of agreed that Simon had meant it to be a gift to Joshua. So at the very beginning of the case, we gave him a Kia, and I assume that's what's been total. And the request that he made was for like a $35,000 Jeep, which is, you know, when you only have $147,000, that maybe all the money that your grandfather's left you, that's the kind of thing where his uncle is concerned that this money lasts as long as possible. And you're spending $35,000 on a fancy Jeep as opposed to getting a more sensible car for someone with, you know, relatively limited financial resources is better. Just like, and I think you just heard that this Lalit Jane that authorized the filings that you may want to read about, talking about the right to watch rape and things that are just completely inappropriate. And I would never, Mr. Ted Bernstein would never stand here and say he does not object to letting that man oversee the assets that we have been safeguarding for Joshua's benefit. And this is a very unfortunate situation. We all wish that Simon had a lot more money, but we are where we are, and we don't think whatever we have left should be squandered in that manner. We leave it to your honor's discretion.
I understand everyone's position.
Thank you.
I do need to review the file. As I said, I've only been here for 2 weeks in family court, and this case has been going on for 6 years plus. I understand Joshua wants access to the funds that his grandfather put in a trust, and the attorneys and the trustee are trying to protect those funds for the best interest of Joshua and to protect the desires of the Simon Bernstein. So I understand the issue, and I will take it all under advisement. The parties are welcome to provide a proposed order to the court within 5 days to the CAD that I'll consider before issuing my final written order. Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor. Appreciate
all
your
right.
time. We'll set the other matter for hearing.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. Joshua, you need to get your next
appointment,
right?
Yep.
Thank you.
This is
going to be a
slurpee. I'm a friend and observing.
What's up?
Don't mess with them, because they're ready to lock Skender up. They're ready to lock anybody.
Where's Elliot at?
Right there. You tell him he wanted to say something.
All the other.
This is where they regulate the meeting.
What?
The circle.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Something to each step.
Yeah. So there is no code that you couldn't have recorded that whole thing.
Huh?
There's no code that rules that they can't record a public hearing.
Where's Skender?
She just.
Did they throw him out?
Can't record anything he says and use it against him without his permission.
That's a public hearing.
I know.
Are you not allowed to record unless you're a journalist?
No, that's not on there. We report and share right with our face.
You know what? Get credentials as an investigative blogger. That's what I'm gonna do.
Wait, show me that. You show me that. Because so far we've recorded everything
else. Okay. Good job, Josh. You did good. How do you think you did?
That is where you are.
Get out of my ear next time.
Oh, sorry.
They didn't ask any tough questions. Yes,
so we pull the phones out and get in trouble.
Like,
so now
that's fine.
Then we're being watched.
That's what I want.
No, because they're going.
See, that's why I just wanted to say. I would have said that if she would let me stay there a minute more. What's the code there? Why are you prohibiting public?
No, we're being scared. We disappeared.
Right. Why?
Because you technically don't need a trustee. That's the whole point. And they're saying you want him to be your trustee. You don't need a trustee. That's his whole thing about we're putting the money in the court registry until you get a trustee. That was a total lie. He was put that in there so you could go in and ask whenever you wanted it. That's how you're supposed to do those. And even Alan Rose was like, oh, we're going to send put it there whenever, because they deny all of our trustees. And whenever he wants it, he just comes in and asks for it. Oh, there's Skinner.
Yeah, you like the
film? Do you want to go to lunch?
There's
like the bills line? I mean, I can hand you all the bills.
That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what Alan Rose said.
And
that's exactly what Alan Rose said, because he said, we'll have the money here, and he can come in. And the last judge, she said, that sounds like pretty cumbersome on the court, that every time he needs money, he's going to come in and bring a bill, and the court registry is going to pay it. That's how it's supposed to be. That was perfect, actually, to say without knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Elliot got up.
I got to use the
bathroom.
Oh, me too.
Here.
Elliot.
Here. Okay. Are you in this too? Get out of here. I'll get out of here. You got the keys? Put in the car.
Well, I got the keys. Is that door open?
Oh, okay, it's closer here to the car.
Oh, did you see
Josh, that? You did a good job.
It's fucking great.
You did a good job. They're trying to say, yeah, we can give him money. We can give it. Fuck you, idiot.
Yeah. You could have said, put it in writing to me. And you should have quickly said, can you put those in writing? I need time to think about it.
Yeah. It's fine.
Right, you're exactly. Well, because Alan's going to try to build a story to get Lalit a third degree felony.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you wrote bad shit in the court.
But you handle
that bad shit in the court, you're going to get it.
You handle that computer.
How long did it take you to prepare the paper? It's not your business. How many workers you have? You shouldn't tell Lily. How many employees you have? How many secretaries?
Skender attacks him. When they ask questions like that, he's right in their face. Fuck you. I'm not telling you.
That's it.
Like
who
to.
The fuck
But
is
you
it?
Should.
Yeah, I should have.
I was to whisper to you, don't ask me this stupid question. You're my student. I answer my question. You ask me, I'm answer. Fuck you.
If you do want Skender Lily to be my trustee, right?
Yeah.
Hey, here's the recording.
But there's no trust.
Yeah.
Those 10 trusts he talked about don't exist.
Yeah.
Okay, you got all that, Skender?
Yeah. But...
what?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're
Josh,
trying to get information from you for Lily.
I tried three times.
Here, you should have just handed them to the bailiff.
I did, but then Mom's saying no, you're saying yes.
Why did Mom say no?
I don't need Mom in my ear anymore.
Well, yeah, why did she...
I didn't need her up there. She kept fucking whispering shit as I was talking. It's So I have Alan Rose and Mom in my fucking ear at the
Where's
same time.
Where's the video camera?
I'm so lost.
Skinder. Ah, video camera.
Right there, yo-yo.
Oh. Did you record all the way till they threw you out?
No, they stopped us. No, he said stop. Heal that.
And you stopped?
But yeah, because I could get this one. Like I did it. Stick in the pocket. Look the eye. You stick it right here and show it. You yo-yo, you get that one. I could have this one better than
yours. Well, you should have had both going.
You cannot get the boat that's so big, it shows. This one in the pocket, you don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
Next time, forget this junk.
Phone call completed.
Okay, we gotta record it, though.
Yeah,
you
I
recorded
have,
it.
I had
okay.
the whole thing from my jacket pocket right
Perfect.
There.
Huh?
I had it in my jacket pocket recording the whole thing.
All right, do you want to go to lunch? With?
No, thank you.
Should we go to your restaurant? Where
Go.
Are you going?
I got things to do.
What?
I got some paper to
right,
follow.
So this
Where's Marla?
Marla's
Marla?
Mom right there. She's coming. Oh,
Mario! Okay. Let me say bye to Marla.
Be thank good. You, my friend. You I appreciate
yeah.
it.
You go, bye-bye.
Thank him for
Next
coming.
Time, don't ask them what they, who did it.
Yeah.
I did my homework. What? I don't have nobody to do my homework. If I have attorney, I have attorney. How long will it take you? Don't give it a shit. What you Who did it for you? Who typed for you? Which secretary did it for you? How many law firms you have in the office? You should attack him right there like a dog.
Yeah.
Objection, right there. Dog. Screw you.
Yeah, I got
No, I just like your father.
It was the first time, you know.
I know, but that's
gotta
good.
Catch a rhythm.
So next time, don't let Rose to
hey,
ask
Hey, Cam, do we want to go to lunch with Marla?
Huh?
Wait, do you want to go to lunch?
What's around here?
That place we went to last time.
What?
The Chinese or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's all the way the other way. What else?
All the way what other
Go to
the
Golden Corral, $10, $9.
Strip
Yo,
mall.
Go Golden Corral, it's breakfast, lunch.
You know
Golden Corral.
I got work at 12.
Kim, where's the little Chinese place
you really
we ate?
Know you gotta work.
At the little strip mall. Let's go there.
Okay, down here, one of these little strip malls, there's like a little like sushi Japanese stuff.
Yeah, I'll follow you.
Okay.
All right. Where's your car?
No, thank you.
Are you going to pull around behind me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll pull out. Okay.
Marla, my darling.
Yeah, I'm not hanging with you, Skinny. You're going to be right.
Yeah, right. I don't know how they allow that Rose to come, you know, twice to leave.